The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
People might have seen the new CCTV cameras rolled out in parts of the capital's north inner city to do what? Well, it's to crack down on illegal dumping. The cameras were switched on in three different locations around the Mountjoy area on Monday. And our reporter Josh Crosby has been there to see if they're having an effect. Well, Josh.
Well, Kieran, how are things? Yeah, so I suppose this area, if listeners are unsure where we're talking about, is just by Croke Park. And in the Eyeball Irish Business Against Litter survey, this area comes up as Dublin's worst litter black spot. And unfortunately, look, obviously a population can add to this, but time and time again when these surveys are carried out, it can be marked as the dirtiest area in the country. So the City Council this week started operating the cameras in three places. They are Belvedere Place, Sherrod Street Lower and Summer Street North. And I've been around there today to see, look, if locals think this will work. I saw some litter myself today, and it's fair to say the majority of people there don't think it will work. When I asked a few people if they talked to me, they said they've tried in the past to highlight the problem and nothing's changed. They didn't want to even bother talking. We'll start off with a young woman I met with working in the nearby coffee shop to these cameras.
My name is Ava and I'm working in the coffee shop. I don't think it'll work.
Why not?
It's just Dublin. They're scruffs.
But this is your local area. Surely people have pride in the...
There must be bin bags over there that's broken all over the street every morning.
That's the seagulls for you, probably.
Yeah, it is. No, but it's all left there. Like, they leave it there on purpose.
And even when it's torn open, it's not cleaned up?
No, not for maybe a day or two. My boss has to clean it every morning and he gives out about it.
People don't care, not to be honest with you.
So if they're dumping, they're dumping and...
And that's it. It's a way of life.
Maybe if there's cameras up now, they might just try disguise or hide their face.
Throw a cap on it or the cloth. There's a good few people now, even on my avenue, that pay for their stuff and everything, but there's a load that don't, you know. And they just, it's just part of life, you know. And people, some people don't care.
Will it work or will it be successful?
I think it will. If people are aware that the cameras are there, I think they will.
Oh no, I think people still try and give it a go. I suppose with a plan like that, there needs to be enforcement as well. Not saying I'm in favour of that, but with just the CCTVs alone, I don't think there'll be much of a deterrent now.
And yourself walking around, do you find it, can there be a lot of litter? Or?
It's not terribly bad around here. There's some places that I think people try and get away with sticking a few bags.
Yeah, I live around in the flats here on North William Street.
Is dumping a problem?
I think it's a lot better now since the cans and all is in place, you know, with the 15 cent deposit now.
And what do you think about this new system? Would CCTV, would it work?
I don't know about that now.
So I suppose if you look at the ground there.
I know, yeah. I don't think it is as bad as it used to be, though. I think it is actually getting a lot better.
People won't give a rat. They'll just continue. Look, if you're going to dump, you're going to do it. You're already thinking not to get... You don't care. I don't think they'll care. There's a complex up the road here, and they're just pulling the rubbish outside the gate. And there's cameras there and everything, so it's still continuing.
Tracks rats in and everything.
Everything. Sure, there's rats in the canal there, but it's just attracting them all. It's coming through.
All right. Rats in the canal in Dublin's north inner city. What's the political reaction to all this, Josh?
Well, they are being largely welcomed. And I suppose it's being viewed that they can't do any harm. But will they work? It's yet to be seen. The cameras were due to go live in January, but they were delayed. And there were also issues when these were being planned a few years ago. There were GDPR questions being raised and about this type of surveillance and what could actually be used in court. But City Councillor Manix Flynn says it's a welcome move, but more needs to be done.
We had cameras installed in other locations, and indeed private properties had cameras installed in locations. But people that are hell-bent on dumping will dump. Nonetheless, it is a tool in the armoury of Dublin City Council that will enable prosecution. So while it may record individuals dumping, then the process is we have to go to court, etc., etc., etc. And all that evidence has to be presented, has to be stored. But as we know, you know what I mean, and the legislation is right there, there's not many people prosecuted for that. I mean, we don't have many speed cameras. We don't have that kind of surveillance that they have in other jurisdictions. But as I say, what we will see is a rollout of more of those cameras. Do people think that they can come and kind of like, you know, hang out in the city and simply dump their, you know, takeaway boxes and their takeaway pizza boxes or their beer cans onto the footpath and just say, you know, willy-nilly, oh, there's no bins, I'm going to just throw it there. No, you dispose of the rubbish, you take it home, or you dispose it in an appropriate way.
Is it not just going to move the problem from one area to another, or do we need more cameras, or what should we do, I suppose, across the entire city?
I think the big win here is that Dublin City Council have cleared all of the hurdles in relation to legislation, and they can deploy these cameras. But at the end of the day, you can put all as many cameras as you like onto the public streets. That's just one part of the process. Just part of the process, catching the individual and then prosecuting the individual. That's a cumbersome matter. So there's something seriously wrong here. It's not just about the seagulls. who open the bags and throw the rubbish on the ground. Many individuals now are simply ripping open plastic bags in order to get, you know what I mean, returnable bottles and leaving the city in an atrocious mess. So that has to be tackled. And as I said, well, there are black spots of dumping where we see serious dumping, there's also other issues in relation to the way the individuals and our citizens and our visitors treat this particular city.
So that's Manix Flynn, the Dublin City Councillor. What about businesses in the area? They must be sick of it being listed as a black spot every year in all these surveys.
Of course, of course. You can only imagine coming down to open up and every morning new bits of rubbish near your entrance that you have to clean up. Like, the City Council is hopeful this will be a deterrent. It says whenever it obtains evidence to identify people who are illegally dumping, a fine is issued, and that the standard illegal dumping fine is €150. And it also says in exceptional cases where the dumping is significant, there may be additional fines and cleanup costs following a process. Prosecution through the courts. But when I was walking around the North Inner City, I said I'd pop into one of the local businesses just to hear how, I suppose, the look of an area can affect trade. I met with Galvin Mulvey from Dublin Electrical Wholesalers. Galvin says it's not just small bags of rubbish being dumped.
It is a huge problem, yeah. With fly tipping, and it's either tagged bags or just like fly tipping. The seagulls get to them, they're ripped apart. It says then if they're in the laneway, they're just be at the back of us. Like, you know, it's just that gets blown out onto the road, gets dragged out by vehicles.
And when you say fly tipping, it's not just your bags of rubbish. Literally, they're coming with large items at times.
Oh, yeah, there'll be furniture, there'll be broken chairs, like, you name it, it'll be there. Like, you know, with the cameras on the opposite side, I hope it will be a deterrent. Like, you know, it's hard to say. People will know the cameras are there, and if they are fly tipping, they're going to avoid looking directly at them. So hopefully it will be a deterrent.
Running a business here, I suppose you want your front door or your area to look nice and clean to attract your customers in. So it must be disheartening when you arrive at work in the morning and you see the litter out in the street.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah, it is. And we do our best, like, you know, just to keep outside clean as well. It is hard. It is disheartening, like, you know, it's particularly like when after we refurbished the building there, like, last year, like, so, you know, it kind of spoils the look.
And some might say, look, with the cameras, people might try to disguise their identity, or it's just moving the problem to another area. What do you think would be a solution?
I don't know. It's just some of the buildings further up, or houses further up the lane there behind us, they've got the larger wheelie bins, which get pulled down by a smaller truck. I think it's once every 2 weeks or something like that. You know, if all streets had the same thing, it's a case of people who will just not, like, you know, kind of buy tags for bags anyway. But even the tag bags, for those people who do, like, you know, buy those tags, I mean, they're still getting ripped apart by seagulls. I don't know whether the deterrent would be, like, you know, seagull-proof bags. I've heard this mentioned before.
You might have to start socking them here yourself.
Well, that's true, yeah. Like, I imagine they will be expensive.
That's Galvin Mulvey there on the peril of living with seagulls. It's part of the problem, Josh, that in the north end of the city, it's not only seagulls, it's a kind of a transient population, and as a consequence, you don't have as much sense of community, and maybe you don't have the same level of engagement with kind of tidy towns and litter picking groups.
That's what I was thinking now. That's what really came to mind for me when I was doing this. So, like, this part of the city, there is, of course, a real strong community sense with the locals. But I suppose, as you're saying, transient, typical for any city, thousands of people living there, not everyone knowing their neighbour. And then the tidy towns and all that definitely wouldn't be as prominent as it would be outside of Dublin. But believe it or not, the Temple Bar Company enters the tidy towns. It must be the most urban group doing so. As part of the different services the Temple Bar Company does, it has a cleaning team that goes out with different little mini electric pickups. I met with Claudine Murray, who's the COO of the Temple Bar Company. Claudine explains how it works.
So in partnership with the City Council, we have a cleaning team of 6 to 8 guys that work with us, and we provide cleaning services for the Temple Bar area 7 days a week, 12 months of the year. We provide litter picking, power washing, deep cleaning. We clean the streets, we clean the back lanes, the public spaces, the Temple Bar. We also provide window cleaning services, graffiti removal. So a little bit of everything, really, to make the area as clean as possible.
Is it early in the morning? Is peak time?
Yeah, well, our guys start, they're in from 6 in the morning, so obviously they're coming in after a busy night, a busy day in Temple Bar, so they're picking up all the cleaning from the night before. So our mornings are our busiest time.
And how does it work then? So it's a partnership with the City Council?
It's a partnership. So what we do is we would provide additional cleaning services to what the City Council do. So the City Council come in and they do a huge amount of cleaning, as you know, in the city. And then our guys are there just to do that extra polish, so to speak. We also have a WhatsApp service, so that all the businesses in the area will literally WhatsApp the guys directly, and it's almost like a community where everybody will just be on that WhatsApp group, and they just send a WhatsApp if they need their area cleaned, they need outside their premises, they need somebody to remove graffiti, remove some rubbish, anything like that. So it's very direct. So if you get a text, our guys get a text, they're able to clean the space and be there within 10, 15, 20 minutes max, so it's done that day.
And could you see a model like this being rolled out in other parts of the city or even the country?
Completely, yeah. I mean, it's additional work maybe that they don't always have the ability to provide. So completely, I mean, especially, I suppose, in an area that's built up and really busy like this, we would provide additional cleaning during the summer season so we can extend, expand, and then reduce, you know, based on the times and the events and that sort of thing that are going on in the area.
Josh Crosby, thank you very much for that report.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.